I think you can summarize New York stories by saying that 2 out of 3 ain't bad. In fact, out of these 3 short films, 2 are very good. For your price of admission, you get to see a drama about the downtown art scene, filmed by Martin Scorsese, and also a comedy about Oedipal anxiety by Woody Allen. They're both working at very near the top of their form. You also get a fantasy by Francis Coppola, which is set not in New York City, but inside Coppola's ego. That one is so bad, it's fascinating. But first, the good parts. New York Stories kicks off with a drama titled Life Lessons, directed by Scorsese from a screenplay by Richard Price. Nick Nolte stars as a famous middle-aged painter who is desperately trying to hold on to his young lover, an unknown painter played by Rosanna Arquette. Here they are having an emotional tug of war at a downtown gallery opening.
I don't know how to say this. I mean, I'm not your shepherd or anything, but people are laughing at you out there.
Why?
Well, you know that greasy-haired kid you're dancing with? Well, he's here to score and split. I mean, he does this everywhere he's invited. He likes to find some innocent kid, and then he preys upon him. I mean, hey, you're a free agent. It's your life. But I'm telling you, if that low-rent hound does anything to hurt you or humiliate you...
I thought you were going to tell me that they were laughing at me because of my work.
Well, this is kind of worse, don't you think?
I'm amazed at how much comes over the soundtrack alone. It's amazing because the look of the film is so overpowering. Scorsese directed at the virtuoso level, with the aid of his crack editor, Thelma Schoonmaker, and the wizard-like Nestor Almendros behind the camera. It's really first-rate. Woody Allen's story might not be quite first-rate, but it's very, very good, and should be welcomed by all the fans who keep wanting him to relax and just be funny. He appears in the role of a 50-year-old bachelor, whose mother, played by Mae Questel, can still reduce him to the level of a mortified teenager. That much is typical Woody Allen. The film really gets going when Questel changes from a merely human aggravation into some kind of supernatural force, which nevertheless continues to behave just like a Jewish mother. Allen has no choice except to hire a psychic, played by Julie Kavner. And so he comes into direct contact with a danger never before encountered in his films, a marriageable Jewish woman. Now that we've covered the high points, here's the low. I should start by saying that, like everybody else, I love Coppola's earlier films, and I keep rooting for him to make a comeback. That's what makes his part of New York Stories so heartbreaking. It's not just bad. It's the kind of bad you get only when somebody is so locked into his own brain that he no longer hears anything except the sounds of his own footsteps echoing hollowly along the neural corridors. Supposedly, his story is about a spoiled but magical 12-year-old girl who lives in the Sherry Netherland Hotel, kind of like the kiddie book heroine Eloise across the street at the Plaza. But it's really about the inside of Coppola's brain. If you care at all about him, you'll probably come out of it worried. Fortunately, his segment of New York Stories is sandwiched between the other two, so you can come out of the Scorsese film on a high, get some popcorn in the lobby, read a newspaper, and then go back into the theater for the Woody Allen. That ought to leave you laughing.